Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, Brother Hunter here once again, giving God the glory, praising His holy name, looking for you to get ready because He is ready. The Word of God is still alive. And one thing I do know that God has for us, it's up to us what we want to do. If we want Him on our side, we're going to have to surrender. Somebody out there say surrender. Surrender all that I have to God, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. And I say this to you and tell you with much love, there's no God like our God. He is the only one who will take care of us. He's the only one. But we have to be in His presence through Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people have said they know that they know, but I say constantly, God is available. God is available. It's up to the people. I say this to you with love and kindness that we will say the Lord is our strength. The Lord is our hope. The Lord is all we have in this day and time. And I will just tell you once again, beloved, Satan hates you. He's a liar. There is no truth. And what are you saying? And you know, I was just reading the other day what Jesus said these words. He says to Peter, he said, but who do you say that I am? Peter said, the author Christ. And he said, wait a minute, Peter by Jonas. He said, this didn't come from you, but this was revealed to you by my Father in heaven, which gave us to understand that God speaks through His Son through us in these bodies we live in. All we have to do is trust God and believe God. And I will say this to you tonight, the more you want to trust God, the more you want to watch God, the more you want to trust Him, he's there. And He wants to know if you are ready for Him. And I say this many times, to whom much is given, much is required. And I say this to you with love and kindness, because there's some things on my heart I want to take you tonight. Amen. Radio station waiting on you, Brother Hunter. And I would just say this tonight, to whom God is sent, I am of the mood, I'm of the position. What God says He's going to do, God has chosen somebody in the earth realm to do it. Now, is it up to you? Yes, it is. And I will say this to you with love and kindness. I want to say this to you. And I'm going to play this for just a moment. But I want you to know, I love you. I thank God for you. And the more I trust God, the more I believe God. Why? How do I know? Because there is no God like this God. Hallelujah.
This is Pastor Paul. It's such a joy to be able to fellowship with you by means of this special generational prayer. And I know that as we release the blessings, we release the anointing, and as we come against the generational curses and those things that Satan has tried to represent in your life as that which will always be a hindrance, whether it is a spiritual legacy or a physical legacy or an emotional legacy that has been passed down from generation to generation, I want you to know that the Spirit of God is about to move in an awesome way, that there is about to be a release of God's delivering power, and that there is about to be a release of covenant anointing into your life. And as we prepare to pray right now, I want you to open your heart, and I want you to allow the Spirit of the Lord, just allow the Spirit of God to flood your life, to penetrate every area of your soul that the enemy has tried to bring the curse and has tried to bring the bondage to. And I know that as we pray and agree together, you're going to feel that release in your spirit. You're going to feel strongholds beginning to come down. You're going to feel an anointing begin to fill those areas of your life where there has been lack and where there has been dysfunction. I want you to get ready to receive. We're just going to create an atmosphere of worship and praise right now. So open your heart. Prepare to receive the generational blessing. creation, Father of heaven and earth. We come to you now in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, the name at which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I come to you now, knowing that in your name there is power, knowing that in your name there is deliverance, knowing that in your name there is freedom. I bring to you now every generational curse and every generational pattern of dysfunction and behavior that the enemy has tried to perpetuate in family bloodlines. I bind the hand of the enemy and I curse them back to hell, and I decree that there will be a release of God's healing power, of God's delivering power. Heavenly Father, first of all, I come before you asking that physical legacies be broken. God, that infirmity that is passed through families, health problems that have run in generations, I decree now that there will be a release of generational blessing for healing. I come against high blood pressure. I come against glaucoma. I come against sugar diabetes. I come against strokes. I come against lupus. I come against sickle cell. I come against Parkinson's disease. I come against Alzheimer's. I come against every inherited, every passed down infirmity. I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I decree that the 39 stripes that you took on your back shall be for a release of generational healing. Father, I decree that these infirmities shall not visit the next generation. And I decree that there will be a healing, that there will be a breaking of the curse, that the cycle will be broken in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift it up to you now, and I decree that there will be a touch, there will be a move, there will be a healing, there will be a deliverance in the name of Jesus. I decree it now, and I call it done. I decree that healing. I decree that anointing that destroys that physical legacy that is passed down through bloodlines. I bind it in Jesus' name, and I decree the healing power. Lord, I thank you that bodies are being healed, that even babies who are still in the womb, who would ordinarily come out suffering, I decree that they are healed now, and that they will be born healthy, and future generations shall come forth, and there shall be no sign, no sign of the generational curse that has been in previous generations. I speak this into the realm of the Spirit, and I decree that there will be a release of that generational blessing now, in the name.
Huh? Yeah. What?
I don't know.
I don't know what to say, baby.
This is Pastor Paul. It's such a joy to be able to fellowship with you by means of this special generational prayer. And I know that as we release the blessing, as we release the anointing, and as we come against the generational curses and those things that Satan has tried to represent in your life as that which will always be a hindrance, whether it is a spiritual legacy or a physical legacy or an emotional legacy that has been passed down from generation to generation, I want you to know that the Spirit of God is about to move in an awesome way. There is about to be a release of God's delivering power. There is about to be a release of covenant anointing into your life. And as we prepare to pray right now, I want you to open your heart, and I want you to allow the Spirit of the Lord. Just allow the Spirit of God to flood your life, to penetrate every area of your soul that the enemy has tried to bring the curse and has tried to bring the bondage to. And I know as we pray and agree together, you're going to feel that release in your spirit. You're going to feel strongholds beginning to come down. You're going to feel an anointing begin to fill those areas of your life where there has been lack and where there has been dysfunction. I want you to get ready to receive, and we're just going to create an atmosphere of worship and praise right now. So open your heart. Prepare to receive the generational blessing. Above every name, the name of Jesus, the name at which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I come to you now, knowing that in your name there is power, knowing that in your name there is deliverance, knowing that in your name there is freedom. I bring to you now every generational curse and every generational pattern of dysfunction and behavior that the enemy has tried to perpetuate through family bloodline. I bind the hand of the enemy and I curse them back to hell, and I decree that they will release of God's healing power, of God's delivering power. Heavenly Father, first of all, I come before you asking that physical legacies be broken. God, the infirmity that is passed through families, health problems that have run in generations, I decree now that there will be a release of generational blessing for healing. I come against high blood pressure. I come against glaucoma. I come against sugar diabetes. I come against strokes. I come against lupus. I come against sickle cell. I come against disease. I come against Alzheimer's. I come against every inherited, every cast down infirmity. I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I decree that the 39 on your back shall be for a release of generational healing. Father, I decree these infirmities shall not visit the next generation. And I decree that there will be a healing, that there will be a breaking of the curse, that the cycle will be broken in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift it up to you now, and I decree that there will be a touch, there will be a move, there will be a healing, there will be a deliverance in the name of Jesus. I decree it now, and I call it done. I decree that healing. I decree that anointing that destroys that physical legacy that is passed down through the lines. I bind it in Jesus' name, and I decree the healing power. Lord, I thank you that bodies are being healed, that even babies who are still in the womb, who would ordinarily come out suffering, I decree that they are healed now, and that they will be born healthy, and future generations shall come forth, and there shall be no sign of the generational curse that has been in previous generations. I speak this into the realm of the Spirit, and I decree that there will be a release of that generational blessing now. In the name of Jesus, I destroy physical legacies that have been a curse, and I release the generational blessing of physical restoration in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Father,
I lift up to you every spiritual legacy, every cursed spiritual legacy that has been passed down. I come against witchcraft, against sorcery. I come against those that have dealt with psychics and those who have worked with witchcraft. I bind the powers of hell that have tried to bring a curse in the mind, that have come against the image of self-esteem. I bind the hand of the enemy. I come against the legacy of every relative that has dealt with horoscopes, that has dealt with Ouija boards, that's dealt with any kind of unclean idolatry, and I bind it in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the spirit of fear. I take authority over the spirit of inadequacy. I take authority over the spirit of condemnation. I decree that there will be a release now in the name of Jesus. Oh, that which I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and that which I loose in the earth is loosed in the heavens. I decree that there will be a release of the anointing in the realm of the Spirit. God, that your people will not be bound by the transgressions of previous generations. God, you said that even to the fourth generation under the old covenant, that the sins of the father would be visited to that fourth generation. You declared that there would be no Moabite who could come into the house of the faithful for at least 10 generations. But Ruth rose up and she broke that curse, and she declared to Naomi, she said, listen, your God shall be my God and your people shall be my people. God, I decree now that whatever curses and whatever spiritual dysfunction, whatever spiritual legacies have negatively impacted your people from previous family members, I decree that that bondage is broken now. And I decree that there will be a liberty and a deliverance in the Holy Spirit. God, even those things that we were not aware of, God, relatives who dabbled in your cult, those who walked in mysticism, and even those who dabbled in spiritualism, God, I decree that there will be a breaking of those curses, that there will be a binding of unclean spiritual influences. I also come against territorial spirits that control areas and that cause people in certain areas to react in certain ways. I come against it now in the name of Jesus. And I decree that no matter the territorial spirit, even as you sent Michael and you delivered unto him the message of power that Daniel received, that the prince of the angels that Michael would war with the prince of Grecia and then with the prince of Persia, I decree that there will be a deliverance from the power of territorial and controlling spirits. God, I decree in homes and marriages that there will be a deliverance now. God, spiritual dysfunction where homes and marriages are unequally yoked. God, where husbands and wives are not walking in the unity of the faith, I come against that spirit. I come against inequality. God, I decree that there will be a healing and there will be a restoration in homes and families. Satan, you hear my voice. As a prophet of God, I have power over you, and I bind you. I curse you, and the blood of Jesus Christ is against you now. And I decree that there will be a breaking of spiritual influences. There will be a destruction of spiritual strongholds in the name of Jesus, that the actions of previous generations will not be allowed to keep us in spiritual bondage. I come against every unclean witchcraft, idolatrous influence, and I decree that there is deliverance now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I decree that that deliverance is complete and that the glory of your anointing is setting our spirits free. For your word says, he whom the Son makes free, surely he is free indeed. And now we give you the glory for spiritual legacies, for spiritual legacies being broken, for spiritual curses being broken. And now, Lord, I lift up to you even emotional legacies. God, some of us come from families where dysfunction is the norm. We come from families where arguing and lack of communication is standard procedure. But in the name that is above every name, I bind those spirits and I bind those influences. I decree to your people now that patterns of dysfunction, patterns of sexual dysfunction, even some have been molested as children and they've grown up with a distorted view of sexuality. They've grown up lacking trust. I come against those strongholds now and I decree that those emotional legacies will not carry to the next generation and that your people are being healed and delivered now. God, I give you the glory and I give you the praise that now there is a release coming even of hurtful memories, of traumatic instances that have been seared in the memory. Oh, your word says you make all things new, and I decree now that there will be a release, that there will be a cleansing of the memory, and that the hurt and the pain and the tragedy of those moments will be washed away by the soothing balm of Gilead. But does not your word say that there is a balm in Gilead for the healing, for the breach of your people? And I decree that release now in the name of Jesus, that every social and emotional legacy will be broken. I come against patterns of dependency, drug addiction, those that are bound by alcohol, those that are bound by gambling, those that are bound by pornography and sexual perversion. I decree there is a deliverance. I decree that there is a release now, that the bondage is broken. Oh, again, your word declares that the yoke of bondage is destroyed because of the anointing. I give the praise and I give you the glory that emotional legacies are being broken. That even now, the freedom of your spirit, the glory of your anointing is breaking anxiety. It's breaking mindsets that have kept us in bondage. And I decree now that the majesty of your glory, that your power, that your anointing will surround us and flood our lives. Lord, I thank you that from generation to generation, your word is new, your word is fresh, and your tender mercies are fresh and new every morning. And I decree that the future generations, there shall be blessing. I come against even the emotional and family legacy of poverty and dysfunction in marriage, God, where there have been numerous marriages. I decree that that curse and that cycle is broken. I come against all dependencies, even to prescription medication. I come against it now. And I decree that there will be a deliverance, and I decree that there will be a liberty. God, some of us grew up in homes and families where people cursed and argued. There was never any affection, and now we've grown up with sexual problems. And we're unable to express ourselves sexually. With our spouse because of the legacy that has been handed down emotionally. I agree that this shall be a day of healing, that this shall be a day of deliverance, that this shall be a day of breakthrough, that the power of the enemy is broken now. We give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we just lift your name on high, because we know that the generational blessing is being released to your people now, that the glory of your anointing is touching their lives. God, they will look back as they listen to this again and again, and the anointing that is released now, the glory that is released now, oh God, I thank you. They're going to experience it over and over and over again. And I thank you now that even the joy of the Lord, that even the power of your spirit is ministering to them now. Lord, we lift your name. We magnify you now. And we give you the glory because we know that the work is done in the heavens and it's going to be manifested in the natural. God, we thank you that the bondages are broken. We thank you. Oh, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. And we release the generational blessing. We decree wholeness, we decree abundance, we decree healing, we decree prosperity, we decree gifts and callings shall be manifested in your people, that your name might be glorified, that the kingdom of God might go forth. Oh, I give you the praise, I give you the glory, I magnify you now because you are the King of glory, you are the King of glory. I say that there is none above you, you share your glory with none else. You truly are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the fairest of 10,000. And we give you the glory. We give you the praise. And we call it done. Would you just rejoice with me now? Would you bask in that anointing? Just let the wave of glory sweep your soul. Oh, who can compare? There is none like him.
With the beauty of the Lord.
Don't you feel his presence right now? Can't you feel his anointing? Can't you feel that glory? Receive this blessing now. And know that generational blessing are upon you, upon your children, upon your children's children, and as many as the Lord thy God shall call. God bless you. I love you. In the name of Jesus, be blessed is my prayer.
Behold, a leper, having come, fell upon his knees and touched the ground with his forehead in an expression of profound reverence before him, saying, Master, in the event that you may be having a heartfelt desire, I know you're able to cleanse me. And having stretched out his hand, Jesus touched him, saying, I am desiring it with all my heart. Be cleansed at once. And immediately, his leprosy was cured by being cleansed away. Healing is not just an afterthought for the Lord. He is desiring to heal you with all his heart. Today, we're the same as his leper. Saying, Lord, I know you can heal me. He is wanting to heal you with all his heart. God wants to heal everyone, just as he desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Father, you have said, listen closely to your words, not to let them out of my sight.
Last night? Okay. Okay.
Is not your word like a fire?
Yeah.
And like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? The word of God is an all-consuming fire that will melt away and burn off that which is not of God. It is a powerful, crushing force to break apart even the toughest and most stubborn sickness. Why are you getting down, my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for you will yet praise him, who is the help of your countenance and your God. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. He will make an utter end of this sickness. Now this is the confidence that I have in him, that if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. And if I know that he hears me, whatever I ask, I know that I have the petition that I've asked of him. If I can declare a thing, and it will be established for me, and life will shine like this. My Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth and in my life and in my body as it is in heaven. I declare that in all respects I will prosper and be in health, just as my soul can. I will not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. Lord, strengthen the hands that hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for my feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. Father, you did not fear your own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall you not freely with him give me all things? Lord, if you are with me, who can be against me? You do not change, therefore I am not consumed. Thank you. Lord, I'm not going to fear, because I know you're with me. I'm not dismayed, for I know you're my God, and that you will strengthen me. Yes, you will help me and hold me in the right hand of your righteousness. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to my mortal body through his spirit who dwells in me.
Huh? Zoe? Okay, that'd be nice.
Any of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate him. If I diligently heed the voice of the Lord my God, and do what is right in his sight, and observe his commandments, and keep all his statutes, you will put none of the diseases on me which were brought on the Egyptians. You are the Lord who heals me. You will restore health to me and heal all my wounds. You forgive all my iniquities and you heal all my diseases. My life shall bring forth like a mountain. My healing shall spring forth speedily.
What, you come tomorrow?
The glory of the Lord.
Huh? No, I ask you. I just ask you.
You're the Son of Man that you should be.
Yeah, I know.
Have you not said?
No, I haven't. I'm going to try on the weekend, next weekend.
Will you not make it good?
Yeah.
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall not want for healing. O Lord, my God, I've cried out to you, and you healed me. Lord, you will strengthen me on my bed of illness. You will sustain me on my sick bed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Lord, you deliver me out of them all. If I then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to my children, how much more will my heavenly Father, who is in heaven, give good things to me because I ask him? Surely,
huh?
You have borne my grief and carried my sorrow. Yet I esteemed you smitten by God.
Yeah.
But you were wounded.
They're out here?
You were grieved for my sake. The chastisement of my people.
they working back that back.
Yeah.
Behind them. What
hole? My God. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, like this.
I have good meat. You did.
Because I know your name, I will put my trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken me when I seek you. I will not forget your law, and my heart will keep your commandments. For length of days, long life, and peace, they will add to me. Because I wait on you, Lord, I will renew my strength. I will mount up with wings like eagles. I will run and not be weary, and I will walk and not faint. To those who fear your name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And I shall go out and grow fat like store-fed calves. Lord, you have highly exalted Jesus and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of those on the earth, and of those under the earth. And in that day, do I ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Jesus, I thank you that all things are possible to me. I have faith in you, my God. Because I have faith, whatever things I ask when I pray, I will receive them. I will not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but I will be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he has promised, he is also able to perform. Lord, you are able. I am born of God, and I overcome. I am God, and have overcome, because he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. For it is God who works in me, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Therefore, I submit to you, God. I resist the devil, and he will flee from me. Devil, I command you to go from me in the name of Jesus. I command all sickness and infirmity to go from me in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I abide in you, and your words abide in me. Therefore, I can ask whatever I desire, and it shall be done for me. I hold fast the confession of my hope without wavering, for you have promised, and Lord, you are faithful. Jesus, you said, have faith in God, that I can speak to the mountain, and speak to the sea, and say, be removed, be cast into the sea. I do not doubt in my heart, but I believe that the things that I say will be done, and that I will have whatever I seek. I bless you, Lord, with all my soul. I forget not any of your benefits. I thank you that you forgive all my iniquities, that you heal all my diseases, that you have redeemed my life from destruction. You crown my life with loving kindness and tender mercy. You satisfy my mouth with every good thing, so that my youth is renewed like an eagle's. So shall my word be as it goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper which I said. I declare that I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus carried my sickness and infirmity, and I cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attach to my body in the name of Jesus. I break all curses, premature death, and destruction in the name of Jesus. I command every part of my body to function where God intended. My bones are fat because they receive the good
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Okay, this is Brother Hunter. How's everything going?
Fine.
Thank you.
Okay.
Big point. Say it again. Well, she sent me something back, but I'm asking, were you able to get that lady?
Oh, no. And now I know she's on the band already.
Okay.
But I'll get on it first.
Okay. All right. The Lord bless you and keep you now.
Okay. And so you want yours to say KS Radio or something?
Yeah. She can call and we can work a deal out. We can get it back on there. Cause I want to go back streaming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Take care. Good night.
Thank you. Just know he has been there.
Jesus is my Lord. God raised him from the dead. He was my substitute. He is my Savior. Satan has no power over me. Jesus is my Lord. I serve the one whose name is, I am the Lord who heals you. Jesus is the healer. Satan is the oppressor. For Acts 10 and 38 says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus came that I may have life and have it in its fullness. God desires that I prosper and be in health. My God is supplying all I need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. God says in his word in Joel 3:10, let the weak say I am strong. I am strong in the Lord. God says in his word in Isaiah 33:24, the inhabitant will not say I am sick. Therefore I will not say it. I will say what God has said in his word. By his wounds I have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus says in Mark 11:23, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, mountain of sickness, be removed from me and be cast into the sea. You have to, because I command it in the authority of Jesus' name. According to Jesus, since I do not doubt in my heart, but I believe those things I say will come to pass, I will have what I say. Therefore, by faith, I will say these confessions. Hebrews 3:1, 4:14 say Jesus is the high priest of my confession. So I will only speak words that I desire Jesus to say about me. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Therefore, I will speak words of life. Jesus said in John 6:63 that his words are life. So I will speak them. Proverbs 18:21. When I speak God's word, I am planting good seed in my life. Luke 8:11. I will hold fast to the confession of God's word without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. I do not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but I am fully convinced that what he has promised, he is also able to perform. I am not weak in faith, so I do not consider my own body above what God has said. I do not put my confidence in flesh. I am not moved by what I feel. I am not moved by what I see. For I walk by faith, not by sight. I am moved only by what I believe. I believe the word of God. Father, your word is truth. I will give attention to God's word. I will incline my ear to his saying. I will not let them depart from my eyes. I will keep them in my heart. They are life to me, for I have found them, and they are my health, healing, and medicine to all my flesh. Pleasant words are health, healing, and medicine to my bones. God's word of grace builds me up and gives me my inheritance. Jesus says if I continue in his word,
I will know the truth, and the truth will make me free. I have been called to freedom. Because I am Christ's, I am a child of Abraham. And according to Jesus in Luke 13 and 16, I ought to be loosed from all bondage today, because God shows no partiality. I am God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. All things have become new, and all things are of God. I am complete in Jesus, who is the head of all rule and authority. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in me, and I am my own. I am bought at a price, so I will glorify God in my body and in my spirit. I present my body to God as a living sacrifice. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, no sickness, illness, virus, or disease can stay in my body. Every disease, germ, and virus that touches my body dies instantly. Every cell, organ, member, and system of my body functions perfectly. And I forbid any malfunction in the supreme authority of the name of Jesus. I am a believer. All things are possible to me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord is the strength of my life. I am strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My Father has made me able to be a partaker of my inheritance. He has delivered me from the authority of darkness and has translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom I have my redemption through his blood. I am an overcomer, and I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I am submitted to God by being submitted to his word. And the devil flees from me because I resist him in the supreme authority of the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord. There shall nothing evil happen to me, neither shall any plague or sickness come near me. Jesus gave me authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt me. I do not return evil for evil, but on the contrary, blessing, that I may obtain a blessing. I forgive others freely, and God has forgiven me. I don't hold anything against anyone. I refrain my tongue from evil. I turn away from evil and do good. I seek peace and pursue it. So I will love life and see good days. I have a merry heart, and that does me good like medicine. I have cast all my cares on the Lord, for he cares for me. I refuse to worry about anything. I serve the Lord my God, and he blesses my bread and my water, and he has taken sickness away from me. For Jesus himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Surely he has borne my sicknesses and carried my pain. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace was upon him. And by his stripes I am healed. Christ, my Passover was sacrificed for me. So all sickness and death has to pass over me and my household. I am blessed above all people. The Lord has taken away from me all sickness. God sent his word and healed me and delivered me from destruction. The number of my days God will fulfill. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and
Thank you.
This is Pastor Paul, and it's such a joy to be able to fellowship with you.